I thought I saw a pussy cat. I did. I saw a pussy cat. Yoo-hoo, pussy cat.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Sad day on Thursday, Barbecue Bob. Prince passed away. You know, you call him what you will. The guy was a pioneer in the music business, and understand he met his demise last Thursday. Not sure what happened, but sad day. The guy made music that we all grew up with, at least you and I did in our era. Said he was 57 years old when he passed away. So a little shout out to all the Prince fans if you're out there, because it happened.
Yeah, I think my wife's favorite song from him was Raspberry Beret.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. You probably bought her one at one point in time.
I actually didn't.
No? But
no, thanks for making me feel bad. That's
well, great. You know. You still time. There's still time.
So let's talk a little bit about some dry rubs and maybe beer butt chicken. What do you think about that?
You know, beer butt chicken is something that a lot of people talk about, and we get a few inquiries on our Facebook and our website about what's the best way to do it. Do I plug the hole by the neck or not, or what do I use on the inside? So we can break that down.
So you have a holder?
Yeah, I do. And if you don't have a beer butt chicken, it's beer can chicken, it's pop can chicken. There's a lot of different names. But basically what the concept is you're standing the chicken on end and putting some sort of moisture source up inside the cavity of the chicken and setting it with the tail down and the legs down and the neck up. And you're gonna steam this thing from the inside out.
Brian,
and,
don't you have a sound effect for a can of chicken with a something? No, forget it.
I'll try and look it up.
Yeah. You asked, man.
A horrible screaming, clucking.
Right. Something going on.
It's a dead chicken that you're doing this to, obviously.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, it's been cleaned. Exactly. But so with this whole concept of putting a can of beer, a can of fruit juice, I know that you do that. A lot of times you'll use orange juice concentrate, dilute it down a little bit to get that orange profile. And basically what you're doing is you're steaming it from the inside while you're grilling it or smoking it from the outside. More often it's on a grill than it is a smoker, because you need to get that temperature up underneath that liquid in order to get it to boil and steam a little bit, which is at least 215, 220 degrees before it'll start doing that.
I think this dish was made really popular by a company called Holland Grills.
Yeah.
And Holland Grills made the first no flare-up grill, and it was basically a burner with a V-shaped pan above it, and all your drippings from the meat would hit the pan and create kind of a smoky flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with the Holland is it could never get beyond 350 degrees, so they had to come up with really big dishes to promote that you could grill at 300 and a quarter,
right,
on a good day. And beer can chicken, Holland ran around the country becoming famous by teaching grill retailers how to make this beer can chicken. And those retailers really promoted the whole concept of beer can or beer butt chicken, because that's about all a Holland grill will make.
Well, you can make it on a lot of other grills. So let's talk a little bit about that too, because you want to make this on the indirect heat side of your grill, not the direct heat side, because as the chicken cooks, the grease will render and you'll get flare-ups, and the bottoms of those legs and thighs that are down will get black before that breast that's up above gets done. So you want to get a grill, your internal temperature, about 300 degrees would be good, but you want the chicken itself on the stand on the opposite side of the heat.
Yeah,
you're getting convective heat.
If your grill is only a single burner, let's say you have a single control, because I'm going to say close to half the grills out there are old and probably a single burner, or at least a good number of them, you might not have that option. So you just still turn the thing on low and you just put it on one end and put a cookie sheet under it. And you'll get relatively the same effect, and you'll get those juices hitting the pan and not creating a giant hazard in your neighborhood.
Right. But again, what you're doing is a convective heat. You're getting this thing. You could technically do it in the oven, but why do it in the oven when you could do it in a grill and you keep the mess outside and everything's good? Again, you're going to get that chicken to 165 in the thickest parts, whether it be the thighs or whether it be up in the breast. You're going to check that and make sure. Now, prepping that chicken, I like to put a little olive oil on the outside of it. Our friends at Old World Olive Company have all kinds of flavored olive oils, which are really good for this application. I particularly like, they have a blood orange, which gives the chicken just a really nice profile. Put a little of salt, pepper, garlic on the outside with that, and that stuff crisps down because that convective heat is running around it. And then once it's done to temperature internally, man, what a great way, because it's steamed on the inside, the moisture's there. The outside is a little crispy. Just makes a great chicken.
It's another opportunity, if you put that oil on there, if you want to put little sprigs of rosemary or thyme or anything like that, dill is great on chicken. You can put those sprigs on that oil, and as it heats up, they sort of meld into the skin, and it's a great look. But it's also a great opportunity to use a little smoker box on your grill, because you're going to have one side hot and the other side a little cooler.
Great point.
As long as those burners are going, you throw a little smoker box on there, so you're smoking it on the outside, giving it a little bit of a smoky flavor, and you're steaming it inside. I like orange juice because it's acidic. You've got acids in it. You've got some sugar in it. And orange with chicken just is a wonderful profile anyway. Some people use ginger ale, and that works well too. I've done it with beer. I honestly don't care for the flavor of beer inside that chicken nearly as much. Mm-hmm. It tends to absorb kind of a yeasty smell to it.
Well, it's so, the beer you and I drink that doesn't work. You put a Coors Light or a Bud Light in there, it's going to provide the moisture and the steam, and that makes it – it's not as bad as a microbrew. I agree with you. Microbrew's not – keep the microbrew out in your right hand. Drink it while you're grilling, you know?
Yeah, and just use a juice. It's apple juice, orange juice. It's very easy to do.
All very good. We haven't touched on turkey. Turkey's another yard bird, big yard bird. It's turkey season right now.
It is.
We might have some of our listeners that are out turkey hunting, and they knocked down a gobbler. And, you know, let's give a little bit of that on what are you feeling about a turkey on a grill?
Well, it depends on, you know, what people like to save from the turkey, because a lot of people just breast them. But they do have wonderful drumsticks and wings.
Right.
So you've got some really nice, big, beefy wings. Beefy.
Turkey. Turkey.
So you've got some very nice wings there. I'm probably inclined to get the deep fryer out for wild turkey. And I'm probably going to inject it. So if you don't have an injector, it's a great excuse to go out and get one. Make sure you get the all stainless or all aluminum injectors. Do not get the plastic ones, because the tips always end up breaking off. The needle's stronger than the plastic casing.
Right.
But you can inject those. You can inject them actually even before you throw them on the grill or in the smoker.
Right.
But love wild turkey or domestic turkey. You know, a basic domestic turkey breast is fantastic for indirect grilling or on the smoker. Beautiful piece of protein.
Right. Indirect because it's dense. It's going to take long to get done internal temperature. So you want to cook it low and slow rather than burning the outside.
And I think for the wild turkeys, you can let your temperature, you don't need to worry about going up to 165 because it's not a USDA rated farm raised thing. It's wild. It's very pure. You don't have to, just like pheasant, you don't have to worry about the temperature nearly as much as something grown in a chicken factory.
Wild turkey's a little bit of man food. Time for some man law.
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
You're a gentleman.
You know, Doc, when I found this man law, it was kind of, it hit me because in a couple of weeks, I'm going up to see Captain Ken at Gyra Charters, and we're going to go after some walleye. I'm taking my brothers and brother-in-laws up there, and we're going to have a couple days of fun in the bay.
Always a good trip, man.
But this man law was one I actually wrote 2 years ago, and it's from Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, home of the best pasties in the Lower Peninsula. And they have barbecue, too, and subs. When fishing, it is okay to whiz over the side of the boat if nobody can clearly see your winky.
Well, that just depends how far you are from shore, huh, Bob?
And how blessed you are.
Right, all of that. It's a there's an algorithm there.
I don't have a big problem either way.
No, a blessing or vision, right, yeah. I get it.
Yeah, well, so don't forget, May 14th, come up to Chase Creek Smokehouse. My text and my phone is blown up right now. They're texting me up there right now. They're making lots of preparations. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. Jop and I are both going to be there for the whole day Saturday. Plan on spending the day eating lots of great barbecue, having fun with lots of people who love our troops, and help us push this big wagon over the finish line because we're almost there.
You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker, and make it a great weekend.